Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey! That is our jam for today. I got the power because the name of this episode is I Got the Power, the final cut. This is The Biggest Loser, season 17, episode 7. This is the episode we have all been waiting for. We are getting down to the nitty gritty. This episode, it reveals who, well, we think it reveals, who will make it to the final weigh-in or finale, we should say. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com, at fitwithfallon on social media, and on Annie's new TV show, Fit to Fat to Fit, here with my lovely co-hosts. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram under Shaka Strong.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your girl, McCall Hall. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall.
All right, we got the power.
Yes, we do.
All right, so let's just jump right into the episode again because these episodes are pretty lengthy.
Yeah.
I wonder how the finale is going to be. I wonder if it's going to be 2 hours as well, or are they going to shorten it? What do you guys think?
Well, I don't know, but I just want to call him on that BS. What, the to be continued? Come on. You put me through 2 hours, and you've done it
exactly.
Every week, and I've stuck with you, and you gave me a to be continued.
Yep, but I think we're all going to be watching now because of it.
I mean, now you have to. They know how to get your final eyeballs and whatnot, but we're so invested. I feel like if you really have been keeping up with the show all season, as we have, it doesn't matter if it's 4 hours. We're going to watch.
Yeah.
We're going to watch.
No, that's true. And I feel like for me, I don't know, for you guys, and it seems like a fan favorite, Colby, everybody loves him.
Yeah.
We've seen him just go through such a tremendous change. Mm-hmm. And for him, for us to not know if, you know, he makes it to the finale, it's just like...
Well, my reputation was on the line because I've been telling you guys, I think Jackie is a sleeper. She might
just
do it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so I was watching like, oh my God, I'm like rooting for Jackie now. I'm like, oh God.
I kind of feel bad because I feel like Felicia, I was rooting for her. I really, really wanted her to win the whole thing. But I feel like we all knew she wasn't going to make it.
I personally was not rooting for Felicia at all.
So
she's been posting low numbers. She's been skating by. I don't know how she made the finale.
No, that's true.
Tell us how you really feel.
I think, again, because, you know, she had that abusive past, and I don't know. My heart went out to her when Dolvet was being mean to her, and I don't know. So she was one of my favorites.
She's just one of those people, well, from what I've been gathering, when her back is against the wall, her true colors show, and sometimes she becomes very negative.
Yeah.
So my disdain for her has grown because I feel like she's kind of a whiner, and when things get tough, her attitude changes in a way that I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, she goes home.
I would say I was happy because I was invested in her as a person, just not as a contestant, I guess. Maybe.
I get it.
And so as a person, I was like really happy to see her be in the final episode.
Yeah.
Because Dolvet did say that first episode, and they did that little recap.
Mm-hmm.
I think gonna be the first to go home. So personally,
so
I was
nice.
Happy for her.
And take that, Dolvet.
And when she was getting eliminated, she was like, you know, it's about the inches. Like, she has a new confidence, which I really was like, she will make it at home. Yeah. Just like Dolvet said, I know she'll, yeah. when she goes home, she'll make it.
She's going to be hot, and then Dolvet's going to be calling her like, right, hey, what's it. Up, shorty? That I was just kind of being rude to you on the show, but no, that would be funny. All right, let's talk about this episode in the sense that there's a one-pound advantage, but if you do get that one-pound advantage for this, I guess, competition, you give the power to that individual who wins to give a 1 pound disadvantage mm-hmm. to somebody else. This I love because yeah. we've already seen the 1 pound advantage yeah. and we were able to see that sometimes it doesn't work. So to be able to kind of throw somebody else under the bus, if it doesn't work out for you, yeah. that's kind of like, that's real fighting right there.
First yeah. of all, I love Erin. I was pulling for Erin, just because I feel like she has, at her core, she was the most athletic, right? Mm-hmm. So I was really pulling for her. But after she had this power trip during this episode,
yeah.
I noticed that she had a different swagger about her walking around the house. It was mm-hmm. almost like she walked up to somebody and, no, they better say something nice to me or else I'm going to give you that 1 pound. Yep. It was almost like she was putting out her hand saying, kiss the ring,
mm-hmm.
okay, or else I'm going to give you that 1 pound.
Yep.
So I noticed that about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was kind of like a producer thing because it seemed kind of weird to me. So yeah. I didn't know if they were like, maybe you should go around and try to get people to do stuff for you or say stuff like, to you, because it was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Did they tell
I
the
agree.
Contestants to go talk to her
individually? I was wondering.
I agree. And I'll tell you this, just from shooting the whole show that I'm on, there's a lot of segments that are pre-produced. When, you know, you put out a shooting schedule, there is, I guess, you know, certain scenes that are pre-produced. What you say isn't pre-produced, but right. you know, this episode, okay, I'm gonna have a heart to heart with you, you know,
okay,
then after
you.
I'm gonna, you know, so I do believe that
cameras, the way it
was weird. Yeah. It was awkward.
It was a little weird.
And
yeah.
you could almost tell that Kobe really didn't want to do it. Yeah. Kobe's like, I'm not begging for nothing.
Yeah. He's like, nope, I'm not
my
on
new
board.
Favorite because yeah. of that line. Yeah. He said, I ain't begging for nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I had no idea that alliances were being brought up now.
Yeah.
That was the first hint that I got that Roberto and Kobe had an official yeah. alliance. And yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. yeah. And I think, you know, being in the house for that long, and I wish they had more, like, in-the-house cameras, yeah. kind of like,
like, real world.
Yeah.
Where they had the yeah. ceiling cameras.
Yeah, because so you can see, you know, if you're living in the house and you're away from family, friends, mm-hmm. you ain't got no cell phone,
yeah.
you will be one, this, well, maybe they're not hooking up, but other episodes.
There is a married couple now.
I know there is. But other episodes, you know, there would be people dating in the house, there would be people fighting in the house, and then there's alliances.
You know, well, see, what I love about The Biggest Loser, I think they really put the focus on these are people that need critical help.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to, like, devolve into, like, that kind of stuff.
That's true.
But I wouldn't mind seeing an episode earlier. Like,
yeah.
this was the first episode we got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
You know, throw that in maybe an episode earlier
yeah.
where you get a little bit of the home life and you really see, because now they're healthy, they're all on the right path.
Yeah,
you know?
But it would be nice to see it, had it been earlier, because I feel like it does apply to that competitiveness in
yeah.
them, because at the end of the day, they're not just losing weight for themselves, they're losing weight to win a competition.
I agree, exactly.
So I feel like there could be more of a balance of, and again, I want to see them go in the refrigerator at night. I don't know what
right.
it is, maybe because I can't control myself. I want to see them, you know, late night, I'm hungry, I'm starving. I bet you Colby would be in there.
Well, you know what I felt? This episode made me feel like their diet's a little bit stricter than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
Because just from the way the doctor was talking at the end,
mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're really kept on a fairly strict diet. I don't know if they have mm-hmm. any opportunities for cheating or going to the fridge.
I doubt it. I doubt it in this kind of situation. But, you know, for me, it's kind of funny. As an audience member, as a fan, I think my perceptions and just how I'm kind of guessing and watching the show, if I could see that, it would help me kind of gather my feelings
mm-hmm.
a little bit during the weigh-ins. Like, oh, well,
yeah.
she deserves to only have 3 pounds down because she was in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It would make it more interesting from that standpoint.
Yeah.
I wish they told us what kind of access
yeah.
they do have.
Yeah. yeah, I agree. I think we all need to go and do a behind-the-scenes.
right?
You know, Biggest Loser, check out the refrigerator, check out the rooms,
yeah.
like, see if they're, you know, working out in their rooms at night when they get home. home or
tell
like
NBC to make that part of the finale. Like, give us an extra hour with all the behind the scenes bloopers
like,
and whatnot.
Like super access, you know, pass.
Because after I left the gym, especially the last week, I'd be working out in my room before I went to bed.
It'd be crazy. I'd be puking. No, but
secrets.
I don't know.
Loss.
I don't know if you guys remember. Was it last season? No, it was two seasons ago. The finalist for the show, I forget her name, but she was so skinny, anorexic looking. Wow. That I remember Jillian Michaels' face for the finale when she stepped on the scale and she won. I know Jillian didn't comment on it, but you know that just the reaction, it did not look like she gained a healthy weight.
Yeah.
And it made me think, like, what was going on behind the scenes? Because some people crack mentally, you know?
I mean, I feel like the last few episodes, we really did see the competitive spirit, but it could get out of hand.
Yeah.
Because I really saw people wanting to win now. The workouts this week, they were all just like money, just going for it, going for it. And so you wonder if, to be the biggest loser, now you start, they go the opposite way and start doing things that are unhealthy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's the case, but especially this season where they have a lot of that mental coaching from Bob, and he's really in there digging deep. So hopefully they don't fall victim to that kind of thought process.
As a trainer, I know how important it is to work out, but it is so important to keep your nutrition on point, because you can just throw everything, all your hard work, out the window if you're not eating correct. So I feel like they should have kind of dived, like you said, more into that. However, you know, they do have these cute little nutrition segments.
Yeah.
Here's Jenny O, turkey. Yeah. And this is how you make it, which is good. But no, I feel like, you know, they need to dive in deeper. Like, okay, everybody has to have breakfast, you know, within an hour of waking up. Why? Because the word breakfast really means break the fast.
Yeah.
When you're sleeping for 8+ hours a night, your body's in fasting mode. So you want to wake up and fuel your body. That way you have enough energy to get through a workout.
And
so I feel like they need to really get into that more.
Yeah, and we got the little bit of the cheesy sleep number bed plug, but sleep is actually a very big component.
It's so important.
Yeah, it's so important. Yeah.
How many hours of sleep did you get last night?
Oh, six. I mean, six is my standard.
Oh, is it?
If I get six, I'm like, okay, we're good.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm a baby. I need eight. Like, I'm
rarely get eight.
Really?
But I have a question for you two as trainers. For me, looking at the situation, if they are altering their eating habits at this point, if you've lost that amount of weight, that percentage of your body is gone, and you're doing something that drastic with your nutrition, wouldn't your body kind of fight against you?
I wouldn't say it would fight against you. I mean, for me, like, I started competing in fitness competitions, and my diet changed drastically.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, my body was like craving it and craving, how can I stay in this kind of shape and feel this good on a consistent basis?
Gotcha.
So it was more of my mind fighting my body, because my body knew how well I felt, and then my mind was like still craving certain things I hadn't eaten for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. But even trying to starve yourself.
Oh, starving yourself is never good.
Different, yeah. Like, so, like, that's the biggest misconception that a lot of clients or people in general have, is that, you know, you eat less, starve yourself. Actually, what you want to do is you want to speed up your metabolism. So this is the analogy that I kind of give everybody. So it's kind of like a fire. If you want that fire to burn and last a long time, you're going to keep on putting logs into the fire slowly throughout the day. But if you just take a bunch of logs and put it in the fire once here and then, you know, one more time, that fire is going to burn out quickly. It's not going to last. So that's a way to speed up your metabolism, portion control, but eating, you know, every, what is it, 3 to 4 hours.
And for me, when I started making my big dietary changes, it was actually about eating more, because I knew if I wasn't full, I'd go reach for the bad stuff.
And that's key.
So I would eat just smoothies all the time, fruit, vegetable smoothies, just tons of them, and I made sure I was full constantly, because if I ever got hungry, then that pizza, that donut starts looking a lot more
McDonald's
attractive.
You're like,
now, those are excellent tips, and I like that analogy. So every time I think about, oh, I'm gonna put off eating for a little bit,
you're,
you
know, slowing down
I'll
your metabolism,
be home in a few hours,
and you're increasing your cravings, because now if someone walks in and says, oh, I brought some, you know,
pizza,
all of a sudden you're ready to go.
And what I suggest too, another tip is, like, if you go through my purse, you will find an orange and probably two bags of almonds. Yeah. You know, you always want to keep something if you get hungry, you know, on hand. You know, I did eat some AfterBuzz popcorn. I probably should have, but that would look more, you know, satisfying than those almonds. But if I was stuck in traffic, I would have reached into my bag and had a healthy choice. But I waited too long, didn't for the popcorn. But that's something that, you know, always keep food in your purse, your car, at your desk, at work. So there's never chances where, you know, you're just going to reach for the bad stuff. So
good deal. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. All right. You guys out there, too, if you have any questions for any of us, tweet at us. Ask us on YouTube, iTunes, rate us 5 stars, and yeah, we'll kind of move on. All right, let's see what else. So let's talk about the challenge first. We didn't really get into what type of challenge it was. It was where people were like suspended above the water and, you know, had ropes, and it looked very physical and it looked kind of scary. Sometimes I watch the stuff and I was like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. It looks kind of scary. So I think they're like not only testing them physically of what they're capable of doing, but like even getting in their head. Like, do you remember, I forget what episode, I think it was the first one where they climbed up really, really high.
Roberto.
Yeah, and they had to get to the top. That was scary. I probably wouldn't have done that.
That's where Roberto fell, and I really thought this particular challenge, he and Colby would be the two top finishers. And I was totally surprised.
Yeah. At
Felicia and Aaron.
I wonder why that was.
Well, I mean, I guess there's having less weight to carry and maybe strength of being able to go up there, right? Figured the guys would have the upper body strength to really get at it.
It's almost, for me, I looked at the situation, I said, this is almost scientific. In theory, gravity's going to pull you. If there's more weight, gravity's going to pull harder, right? So yeah. I assumed that Felicia and Aaron would make it to the top because they're two of the smallest people.
See, that was smart. I was going with just upper body strength, thinking that they would just be able to power through and continue to
make it. If you put a tennis ball and a bowling ball in the air, the bowling ball is going to drop faster.
First, yeah.
So for me, I felt like they set them up for failure.
That's a good analogy. I did not think of that. All right, let's talk about Bob. He kind of sits down with the contestants and talks about real world realities. They have been secluded in the house. And like you said, they probably don't have bad food there. They have their dietitians on staff, their doctors on staff.
Their sleep number beds.
Yes, their sleep number beds. So everything is really calculated out to a T for them. So what did you think of, you know, Bob having this kind of real world talk with them?
I called it the come to Jesus moment with Bob.
I
appreciate the fact that Bob was being honest. Bob was being very transparent, and Bob didn't hold anything back. You know, I was really impressed with the fact that Bob could be nurturing yet realistic with Stephen and Jackie regarding their daughter.
Like, with the type 2 diabetes. And that's really sad because she's only, 19 months? 18?
That's the son.
Yeah. But the daughter, she's a little older and she,
And that was heartbreaking because they'd almost given up on themselves because of it. And especially with the son, you really hear Steve really emotional that there was nothing he felt he could do because he's born with this thing. He didn't do anything for it. And so it was good to see them get into the mental and that have them gain a little confidence in themselves so that they can then be good role models to their children.
Yeah, speaking of confidence, Erin also talked about how she kind of lost herself after The Voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, her father having passed away and, you know, she wishes that he could see her right now because it looks like all of them have gained some type of confidence. I feel like they not only lost the weight, but they lost that insecurity, that fear, that all that stuff that comes with the baggage of being obese. So it was really, really nice to see kind of all of them kind of show their true colors of who they are now and not who they were when they first started the show.
Yeah, I thought it was a very mental episode where beyond the physical transformation, you really saw the mental transformations that took place.
Yeah, you definitely saw the mental transformations. But, you know, again, it all boils down to your heart when you get into those competitions. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I guess I never thought of it like this. So when somebody who is, you know, severely obese loses a drastic amount of weight, they go through a mental change. But I don't know what you looked like before your competition.
Yeah.
But when you did your first bodybuilding competition, do you think you went through a mental change as well? Did you have, I'm pretty sure you had confidence before, but do you feel like you had a mental breakthrough, even more confidence, insecurities went away?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had never, I was always in good shape, so I never had any angst about me being in good shape. Mm-hmm. But to go on stage and then to have people judge you and critique you, it reminds me of just when they step on the scales.
Yeah.
And they're having that number just so, it's huge, that number is. And it really does mentally help you get over a hurdle because you kind of give up that, whatever part of ego or shame or humility, like, you give that up. And you say, you know what, this is something I'm doing, and for them, it's for the betterment of their lives. Like, it's a little thing for me, it's just an important thing to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you do mentally change. And one thing for me that helped was a competitor had told me prior before going on stage, my first show, I thought I was going to just dip and leave and get out of there. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know what? Comparison is the thief of joy. Because
I like that.
The one thing I kept doing was like, oh my God.
Tweet, tweet.
Yeah, comparison is a thief of joy. And that was a huge, it just resonated. It was a breakthrough moment for me. And so when you stop comparing yourself to other people and you focus on you and what you're doing, I think it makes all the difference. And having that moment and getting on stage and getting in shape, that helps that.
Yeah, I so agree with that because I feel like you're devaluing yourself, even with jealousy.
Yeah.
When you're jealous, it's taking away what you have. And it's like everybody has a light. Everybody should let it shine. So yeah, I like that.
Absolutely.
Comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah. I'm going to have to tweet that and write it down. All right, let's talk about the first weigh-in. We had some decent numbers. Mm-hmm. I wrote them down. We have Jackie, she lost 8 pounds. Yeah. Steven, 9 pounds. Kobe, 11 pounds. Felicia, 4 pounds. And Roberto had to lose 10 pounds to stay above the yellow line, even with his 1 pound. So then he lost the 10, so he was cool.
Or disadvantage, yeah.
Disadvantage. And Erin, even though she had the advantage, she lost 3 pounds. So it came down to Felicia and Erin, and Erin
so
was...
she had all the power and it just backfired.
And this is the second time we've seen this.
Yeah.
It's like everybody who gets the power, it must be a psychological thing.
They end up
just shooting themselves in the foot.
It's not psychological. The power goes to their head. And they become heavier because they have all this power in their head.
Yeah.
And they become heavier.
And what a stupid choice. For me, I thought it was just a stupid choice. You know Roberto and Colby are in an alliance. So if you give him the pound, you're really essentially giving it to Roberto and Colby.
Yeah.
You know Steve and Jackie are married. Why wouldn't you give it to Felicia?
Exactly.
I mean, you had like natural alliances that would only help
And she's been at the bottom the whole time.
Yeah, so no one's going to fault you.
I think her kind of... what she was thinking of is if Felicia makes it to the finale, she knows she could beat out Felicia.
Maybe.
Probably felt like Roberto was a bigger threat, which he is, but that's again, it's like
her calculations were off.
Yeah, so
I've been feeling
off.
That though. I feel like because Roberto is still larger than everybody else, you can't put anything past him because he could lose a lot in a week.
Yeah. And the 1 pound may not make a difference. And I think you saw that everyone was really in fear of that disadvantage because people just went Kobe 11 pounds, Jackie 8, Steve 9. So, yeah, people really went after it. And then Erin, of course, got the least, and maybe because she had that knowledge. I have a 1 pound advantage, and I'm going to give a disadvantage.
I think, I don't know. I think it got to her ego. It got to her head. She just, it sucks because who wants to make it that far
but
and
at the
go
end,
home?
She was still confident when she lost. Yeah, she said, even though she was going home, she knows what she did.
Yeah.
And she was still confident.
Well, she looked amazing.
She
even at the end
great.
When they
yeah.
flash back to, like, what she's up to now, like, she's still a great singer. Her, you know, her voice is no better than what it was before, but her confidence, like, it's something you just stand up straight and the way she presents herself and holds herself. Yeah. But hopefully she's not walking around like, I made it this far in The Biggest Loser, kiss my hand to other people.
Yeah. And I think that's what made me comfortable, I guess, with these last couple weeks is that the first couple weeks you really knew and felt if that person goes home, that could be their life. Mm-hmm. Like, that could be it. Yeah. But now at this stage, I really do feel that any one of them going home, it's not affecting their life. Now it is really about the game.
Yeah, because I think, I think too, if they go home, they not only change physically so much, we talked about mentally how they change. And I think, you know, if it was just a couple weeks in, like, I'd be interested to see, like, people from the first or second episode that got sent home.
Yeah.
Who was, there was one girl that
there
I loved.
Toy. I love Toy, yeah.
Like, I wonder,
if she's,
you know,
kept up with it, you know.
Yeah, at the finale, will she have continued to lose the weight? Or what sometimes what happens is that will kind of feed those insecurities. Well, I didn't make it far in the show. I'm not good enough. Yeah. And they'll kind of revert to how they were before. And we've seen this. I for AfterBuzz, I've gone to a couple of the finales. And it's just stunning in the audience to see all these old contestants there to support the new ones, but they all gain the weight back.
Really?
So, yeah,
like,
hopefully.
Even some of them have gained more, and it's almost, like, embarrassing. Like, you did all this, you know, you changed, you know,
and
a great...
And you had the best people helping you, yeah.
And then you go home, and it kind of...
For me, I'm under the assumption if you're doing something for a long time over an extended period of time, it becomes habitual, right?
Yeah.
So if you're there for, you know, 3 months, 4 months, it would be hard to break that cycle of health and nutrition and taking care of your body. How could you go back?
But the thing is that you are secluded from the real world. So it's like you're in fantasy land. You're like, oh, I don't have to work. Who has to raise kids? Who has to work? Who has to cook? Who has to clean? It's like...
If the trainers were coming to your house and like they were coming to your job and then it would become part of your daily routine at home. That would definitely click.
Yeah, and that's why I tell people too, they're like, well, why should I get a trainer? And I know I'm a trainer, but even I have a trainer because I work so much and I'm lazy and I'm not going to push myself harder than, you know I can. So it's like, if weight loss is a priority for you, getting your health back is a priority, you're going to make sure, you know, I know my weaknesses and I'm going to hit the snooze button just like everybody else. And there's certain things that you have to kind of plan ahead for. So in knowing that, if you know yourself, you're not going to do the work, have a trainer to do it for you. It just makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that could be created and added to the show, a transitional trainer for the home. Give them 2 weeks with a trainer at home.
And I think that's what they've made the effort to do with the Planet Fitness
the membership for like a year or something. They're trying.
I'm assuming they call them maybe a few months and check in.
Well, I'm pretty sure like they say, hey, we're gonna do follow-ups you know, so far from now, so maybe that's playing in the back of their head. But I guess after a couple of years, it just, I don't know.
That's
I wish
sad.
There was, yeah, I wish there was kind of more help. Let's talk about the next challenge that we have going on. So there, and this is my favorite. This is something that they do every season on Biggest Loser. They usually have this competition at the end where they have to put the weight they lost back on. And that's kind of a lot for some people because they've lost, I think Colby is like 110 or 109 pounds, to put that back on and race and work out. But I like to see every week how much, however they lost, they take off. So at the end, you know, they don't have any weight on them. So it's emotional. It's kind of like, okay, I'm losing the weight again.
Yeah.
So this is my favorite challenge to see. What do you guys think of it?
Yeah, same. I really thought this was the one challenge that kind of married the physical and the mental. Because it really hits you how much weight you have lost. And something I loved that Felicia said was that even though I was only losing 2 to 3 pounds a week, that was huge. Because I noticed how much of a difference it made every time I dropped it off.
Yep.
And so I thought that was a good thing because a lot of people get caught up in the idea of I'm not losing enough weight.
Yeah.
When in reality, you're losing a great amount of weight. Losing weight is a positive thing if you're overweight. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It was interesting to see Roberto's breakdown at the end.
Yep.
I think he was dealing with such a journey just going up that hill.
Emotionally.
And then feeling relief. By relief, relief, every step of the way. And then he had that breakdown at the end. It was emotional, but I definitely understood why it was
happening. I still, I kind of struggled with
how he felt at the end. He was like, I'm so sorry for being a bad father. I was a bad father. And I don't want people to get the impression because you're an overweight parent, you're a bad father.
Yeah, but I like that realization, though. Like, his children were growing up in front of his eyes, and he wasn't a part of them growing up. Because he was just... He was
I see what you're saying.
He was saying, because they want to play, and he's like, no,
he
go
can't.
Play.
Okay, okay.
He was probably going through all of that in his head, and by the time he got to the top, first of all, you're so tired, you can't keep things in. You just start blurting things out. I think that's why he had that moment. I think it was between him being tired and having that mental silent in his head realization as he was working out, just all speed.
And we all know he had that regret, but this episode, it really hit home for me how much it meant to him.
Because
like, I knew he was regretting that. He had mentioned it a lot of times, but you just saw the emotion at the weigh-in, just the emotion that was clear from him, that he wanted to be very involved, and he knew this weight with something holding him
Okay, I think I just took it a different way. I saw it as he felt like he wasn't a good dad just because he was overweight, but it was so he couldn't participate and do the things and be involved.
Like, he was telling them to go play.
Yeah,
he should be playing with them.
Yeah, you know? No, I get it.
And
okay.
The kids are young and active. Yeah.
Roberto should consider a career in ministry or public speaking or motivational speaking, because during the weigh-in, to your point, he got worked up again, and to the point, I wanted to stand up. Yeah. He was like, get up off the couch. I'm like, all right, cool, I will. Roberto should think about that after Big Sleep.
Yeah. And his cute little accent. I like his little Hispanic accent. So Roberto won this challenge, and he had a choice of either getting a 2 pound. Did I go through the weigh-in? Am I?
No, you're good.
Oh, no. This is for the challenge. Okay, my notes are right.
This is for the challenge.
Okay, so he won the challenge, and he had a choice of either winning a 2 pound advantage for the final weigh-in, or he could choose $25,000.
Yeah, I mean, they must get a per diem on the show, right? What's the per diem? Because if 25K is significantly bigger than the per diem, then I would have had to go for the 25K.
Yeah, this one, again, but if you win the finale, you can win, I think it's $100,000.
No, I think it's more, right?
But still, $100,000, you have kids, $125,000, I mean, that's a year of college.
Yeah, but what if 2 pounds makes him not win $100,000?
I think it's even more. Is it 250? Is it 100 or the 250?
The final prize.
Yeah, the final prize.
Oh,
yeah. I think it might be 250.
But either way,
it's significant.
Six figures. It's up there.
But yeah, to me, I would definitely have taken that money.
I would have taken
Yes! Yeah. I remember when I first said, I think in the first episode, I was like, I'll take the money. You're like, no, I wouldn't take the money. But I see it now.
Because it wasn't enough. Whatever it was they were offering was but 25,000.
Yeah, that's good.
And you know what? You still had time to lose enough weight.
Yeah.
So I could take the money and then just work my butt off and put
exactly.
And you'd be in a better mood. If somebody gave me $25,000 right now, do you know how hard I would run on that treadmill the next day?
I personally feel like because out of all these different competitions where money was on the line, nobody took the money.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like it was pre-produced.
I
feel like we're not really going to give you 25 grand, but we're going to act like...
You know, I don't know if it... I think it's more of the mindset of... He's in a mindset that they're all in that little bubble.
Yeah.
So, like you said, no one took the money before.
No one.
And so I think it's now he's... But before, I didn't think the money was that significant. But now that he got a significant amount, he was still in that mindset that no one's taking it, and I want to look like I'm still the you know, I'm here to be fit.
Yeah.
He was feeling the peer pressure, but I'm telling you, had I been in that position, I would have taken the 25.
Yeah, I would have too.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Because I feel like you said, you can legit, if you are working out hard and eating clean, you'll lose the weight, you know? So why not be a little bit richer
I would say that's been my struggle with this season, where there's been things I've seen, I'm like, I would have done that, but I'm thinking of that as me.
Yeah, fit, you're not in
individual.
The position.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like to be, you know, 100 pounds overweight and thinking, you know, so...
Yeah. And they say you can't put a price on health.
Yeah, and so for him,
that's putting a price on health.
So when I'm thinking 25,
can't buy thin.
So when I'm thinking 25K, I'm really thinking about it as me, Shaka, taking that 25K
that's true.
Versus me, who's like improving their health and still has more weight to lose.
Yeah.
So it might be it was just a a balancing of the scales for him.
Let's get his wife on the line. Let's call her.
Right. See you in my life.
Call your wife. Call your kids. You're and right. tell them.
What do you want? Do you want daddy to lose 2 pounds?
It should have been like a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Give him like one lifeline. Phone call.
Yeah.
Give him a phone call.
He would have kept the money.
I know, right?
Yeah.
His wife would have been like, take the damn money.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. The next part of this episode, we see... And again, this is another one of my favorites, where they sit down, each contestant, and they kind of show them everything, the whole journey that they've been through from when they got there till now. And it's crazy to see that, like, it's only been 11 weeks.
Yeah.
And to see such a drastic change, like, Colby looks like a different person.
They all do. And I love them having the video message to themselves.
Yeah.
It felt very, it just felt like a cool moment.
Yeah.
And to say that you are worth it, you are strong. What was it that Felicia said? Like, you deserve to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
If you ever needed that final push.
That was it.
It should come from yourself. I thought it was beautiful.
Love it. That's a tweet too. Yeah. One thing I did notice with Dolvet when Felicia was like getting emotional, I did not see him grab her, hug her, like, come on. Jen was like rubbing their backs and like, I'm just like, there's something still like.
You think Dolvet's tired of the whining?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I know I'm there, so maybe Dolvet's
no,
there.
I saw pride in Dolvet's face. I thought
that's what it is.
Yeah,
I think he's too prideful because how he acted before, and he had to apologize.
No, I mean good pride. I mean,
oh, really?
I mean pride in her.
Pride in her. I thought he was too prideful to freaking give her a hug.
I saw him look at her a lot because when he looked at her, to me it was like, look how far you've come.
I'm
so proud of you. And so I did see him looking at her. She's watching the screen a lot. And I thought that was him going, I'm really proud that you can see the difference.
Yeah.
That's
even
happened.
With the makeover episode, though, like, she looked hot.
Yeah.
Like, she...
That was her breakout moment.
Yeah. And Dolvet still was just like, I didn't see him hug her. She's like, okay, I'm going to go now. And I'm like, what is... I feel like everybody else was more affectionate, but I feel like, I don't know.
We need those secret cameras.
Yeah. I know,
something
right?
that we're not seeing as
Dolvet's
the audience.
Like slipping his number
and
to her.
It's funny though because you bring up the makeover week where I thought she looked incredible. So I was wondering how come she hasn't lost that much weight. Mm-hmm. But then you look, she was the one that lost the most inches. And
that
made a huge difference for the
difference.
Body. Yeah.
Even when I gained the weight for my TV show, oh my goodness, my stomach and my butt were so big. It was crazy. Never. I looked pregnant.
Yeah,
I
really?
Remember my mom, because she lives on the East Coast, she hadn't seen me, you know, during that whole time frame. And I'm telling her, oh, I'm gaining weight. You know, I'm sending her selfies, face up, you know. And then I sent her, I think, like a full body picture. And her and my dad were like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, no, I'm gaining weight for the show. But my stomach, and I think from what it looks like Felicia's short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you're shorter, the weight has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to go to the stomach.
Yeah.
It's going to go to the butt, the hips, the boobs. Like it just, you look like a little munchkin, Oompa Loompa. It was crazy. So I really, when they did the waist, the inches, and she, I mean, again, makeover week, she looked amazing. I knew, and then you could imagine muscle, too. Muscle weighs more than
fat.
So
you start building that, and all of a sudden your numbers aren't as high as.
I didn't catch what her body fat percentage was prior to what it is now, but when I lost a lot of inches, it looked like I lost 75 pounds, I swear to you, but I only lost 45. Yeah. But my body fat percentage went from 40% down to like 22%.
Yeah.
That's freaking huge. Yeah,
that's really big.
That's like dying of a heart attack, diabetes to like in good shape.
Yeah.
I will say this. I know we've kind of gotten past Aaron being there and everything, but looking at Felicia's inches that she lost, I still believe that Aaron has the best physique.
Oh, yeah. She's
like,
amazing.
Her weight loss, I said, oh, she's got a great build.
Yeah.
You really
saw
that.
Well, she looks taller, too.
Maybe she is taller.
No, she definitely looks way taller. Like, you could tell her limbs are tall, longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think when she lost the weight, she just, it looks more leaner because she has longer limbs. And same thing with the married couple.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Steven looks amazing. He just looks like,
But I think he looks much taller than the other guy. So, I feel like that's why he, like,
he almost looks too skinny now. I'm like,
well, his face is
really, his face, like his cheekbones are starting to. Isn't it funny? There's some people, and I know this is bad, but there's some people who look weird when they lose the weight.
Well, yeah, some people lose weight. I mean, lose weight and they lose it in the face first, or they gain weight.
Like,
for me, that's where I get my weight first. Yeah. So I'll know if I'm getting off the beaten path if my face starts getting a little big. So he might be there too.
I'll tell you, I've lost a lot of weight. Yeah. After you graduate from college, don't eat everything. You can't do it, right? But I gained a ton of weight. I have a naturally large head, right? And people are telling me, don't lose too much weight because your head is just naturally big.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't seen the bobblehead effect on anybody, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah. That's funny. That's, I don't see it, but that
I have a big head.
But that's funny. But yeah, you see even like a lot of comedians and actors, sometimes when they lose too much weight, their fan base goes down because there are some people
invested in their
work.
There's contracts. What's her name? Melissa
McCarthy?
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy has a contract with CBS, I believe. Uh-huh. She can't lose X amount of weight.
Oh, wow.
Because fat is funny.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I heard of that. I heard of that. I mean, she's beautiful regardless.
Would you do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I got fat for a TV show in Los Angeles. So.
You're like, hey, what do you want to do?
If there's a price on it, no.
Would you gain a bunch of weight for a role?
They are casting season two for Fitz Fets Fit.
For a role, yes. If it's a long-term thing, no.
Yeah. Like, see, I wouldn't do long-term.
If I'm on a TV series and they're telling me I can't lose a certain amount of weight.
I'm trying to imagine you 100 pounds heavier right now.
I definitely can't see it. Let's talk about Bob. He actually talked to the contestants more about, like, the nutrition aspect of the real world. He mentioned to Kobe I remember when they first announced what Kobe's sugar intake was.
Yeah.
It was like how many pounds a year? It was crazy.
And that was just from drinks. That wasn't from
food. Yes, from soda and juice. And now he's saying that, what did he say? He got it down to
Two sugar cubes.
Yeah.
Those two sugar cubes.
Yeah. So that was awesome to kind of hear about that. And it really put, like, even today I was going to go get some soda because I haven't had soda in a long time. And I was like, nope, I'm going to stick to the water. I don't need all that sugar, you know, flowing through my body. Yeah. I didn't get my workout in today. I missed it. Maybe after the show. Also, Jen talked about healthy cooking and eating, and again, the Jennie-O.
The plugs are good. I mean, in terms of, they're kind of cheesy for the most part, but they're good for the contestants because they actually are learning something. Yeah. And I think to some degree, if the audience can kind of get over the cheesiness of them, then you understand that that is part of good sleep.
Yeah.
We're using turkey over certain foods. Mm-hmm. So,
Those dietary decisions that you make are fantastic. And I'm glad that they're teaching the contestants. But again, when they go home to the real world, we don't know what everybody's finances are like. So sometimes people are literally making a decision, what is cheaper?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to know if you have the funds to make the healthy choices, what it looks like.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk about the weigh-in. Yeah. Last weigh-in. Da-da-da-da.
You know we're a little upset about that last one, right?
And it was funny because we're backstage and I guess Shaka already saw the episode and, you know,
I'm trying to figure out why is he filming.
I know. I'm eating my popcorn. Like, what are you doing?
I had to get your reaction.
If you post it, just at me at it. And we're both staring at the screen like, what? Like, it was just, it was like the music just stopped. Everything just like, what just happened? Why? I don't get
it. To be continued when? Like, is there another hour?
I will watch a third hour of the show just to see what happened.
And Roberto only losing 6 pounds, for me, it's like, now I'm thinking, well, what did Colby lose if Roberto only did
six?
And remember, Colby had the huge week the week before. He had 11 the week before.
Exactly. I can't leave us like that.
So, honestly, I don't even know how they're losing at this pace. Like, I remember when I was doing my weight loss, like, it was like insane if I could lose 4 pounds a week. Like 2 to 3 pounds, like when your body fat percentage is getting so low, that weight does not come off the same.
But I do think they're probably still pretty big though. I mean, they've winnowed down a lot, but they've still got some more to go.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So they have some more pounds to eke out. But yeah, Colby will be interesting because he's got to get 7 pounds now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so last week at 11, I don't know. And
yeah.
I'm rooting for Jackie because I really felt like she's a sleeper candidate.
Yeah. I think people are sleeping on her. Let me just run through the weigh-ins. So Robert lost 6 pounds. He was frustrated. Jackie, 6 pounds. Steven, 10 pounds. And Felicia loses... She needed to lose 6 pounds or more to stay in the game. And again, two people are going to go home, not just one. So Felicia lost only 3 pounds. Jeez. So she's getting sent home. And then Colby, he needed to lose how much?
Seven.
7 pounds. And
we just don't know.
To be continued.
You know why Steven lost 10 pounds this week? Because when his wife was struggling to get up that hill after he finished, he went back and got her.
Yeah.
He got a double workout.
He got
a double workout.
But what, like, just, it was just beautiful thing to see that he just went down below.
I was sitting there thinking, like, he better go back and get his wife.
I'll tell you this. I'm training this individual right now, and she pushes herself so hard, and she's been telling me how supportive. I mean, she lost, I think it's been like, 17 pounds in like 4 weeks. Oh. And that's pretty good,
that
you know?
That is really good.
And she's been telling me, she's like, my husband has been really helping me at home. So I told her, I said, I want you to bring your husband to our next workout. Oh. So she brought him yesterday, and the way he was pushing her, it reminded me of what we saw on the screen. He was like helping her and just pushing her harder, and she was more motivated. And then she got on the scale today and she texted me, she goes, I am officially down 20 pounds.
Wow.
You better go, girl.
And I told her, you know, not only is she doing an amazing job, but when you have that support at home, it makes such a difference. Not only is she eating clean, he's losing weight now, too. They're both eating clean. They're both holding each other accountable. So I see them both just unstoppable as a team. When they get home, they're going to just take over their household.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a cool part about Steven and Jack is that they're going to have this experience to also take home with them, too.
Yeah, so. And that's something that you can't, you know, I know marriage is a strong bond, but doing this together on top of it, you know, that's...
And sometimes when people become critical of you, but they haven't gone through your shoes, it's harder to hear them. So I feel like if Jackie decides to slip or Steven decides to slip, one of them will say to each other, you know how hard it was because I was there. I know how hard you worked. Yep. If somebody else said that to you, it would probably go in one ear and out the other.
So I guess, is it official? They're both going to the finale together?
No, it's not official.
We don't know
if Jackie's going to go home or Colby's going to go home.
Okay, yeah.
So we know Steven is in and we know Roberto's in.
Okay, so I can't call it yet. Yeah. But how incredible will that be if they're both at the finale? Yeah. How bad would you feel if you, like, beat out your husband or if he beats out the wife?
The money's still going to the same.
Yeah, but that's what he was saying. He'll feel bad. I'm like, it's not that bad. Yeah, you're bringing in the money.
I know.
And you guys have all the tools. You've had been there for the whole tour.
I wonder if she'll, like, sabotage him. Like, you ain't getting none for a year if you win.
I would. If you're that close to the finish line,
you are really love me if you don't let me win. Oh, they're going
to
be going at it. All right, so let's talk about our prediction since we're talking about the finale.
Well, me, or are you gonna start?
I'm still on the fence. I actually don't know.
Well,
I predict Colby's going home because that would be such a surprise. Do I want him to go home? No, I want to see him at the finale.
I love Colby, but I'm rooting for Jackie. It's something about her heart, her spirit.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because the husband's still there, so she's still fighting harder. Aww. But yeah, I think Jackie is going to take this.
Yeah.
Call me a hater. I think Jackie's going home.
Oh.
I think Jackie's going home. Mm-hmm. And I still believe that Roberto will be the biggest loser.
Oh, that would be awesome. I love Roberto. You guys at home, make sure to tweet us. Let us know who you think is going to make it to the biggest loser finale and who's going to win it all. Thanks so much for watching. I am like so excited to see what this next episode is going to bring. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com, at fitwithfallon on social media, and tune in every Tuesday to Fit to Fat to Fit. Next week, hopefully Alex from Fit to Fat to Fit, he's a dietitian, he'll be here, so maybe he can break down more so what the diets are on these type of shows. Where can they find you, Shaka?
Shaka Strong on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, you can find me at So McCall Hall when sports and pop culture collide.
Okay, all right, we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.